This is the last day of the month of January, dedicated to the infant Jesus. And of course, I always say January is what seems to be the longest month of the year. Once it is finished, the whole year just flies by without you even knowing it. And so it shall be, so pay attention to that, because every day is precious, a wonderful gift of God. On this day, however, we celebrate the feast of a great saint of the church, a modern saint of the church. It doesn't always have to be in tradition or ancient tradition. This is a modern day saint of the church. And that his sanctuary, his relics, his tomb, and the beautiful basilica that he built under the guidance of the Blessed Mother, our Lady Help of Christians, is one of the most wonderful places that I have been in my years as a seminarian and a young priest in Italy, in Rome. And that is, of course, in Turin, in the midst of the Lower Alps, in the Piedmont region of Italy. And, of course, I speak of St. John Bosco, San Giovanni Bosco. St. John Bosco, unlike many of the saints that we visit every day, St. John Bosco was not from a rich family. He was from a very poor family, and his father died when he was very young, and his mother, Margarita, who's now up for canonization herself, did the best she could, and the priest that surrounded him saw the virtue that was in him that began to shine forth more and more and more. And so he entered the seminary in Chieri and was ordained a priest. And then he went to Turin, to Torino, where he studied under such great saints and friends of his, birds of a feather flock together, as San Giovanni Cafasso and San Giovanni Cotolengo. And in those areas, and they're all nearby, and their relics are nearby each other. San Giovanni Cotolengo, of course, is in the great House of Divine Providence that he founded, and it is in the Basilica there, incorrupt as he died. And San Giovanni Cafasso is in the sanctuary, which was Blessed Pier Giorgio's, soon to be Saint Pier Giorgio's, favorite sanctuary in Turin. Our Lady, who answered his prayers as she answers all our prayers. And so, saints, even in death, seem to be together. So he began his work preaching and teaching. Of course, that is the work of a priest. It should not be something extraordinary. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's very extraordinary because of the things that are, which I will not go into. But in the meantime, he noticed, as did the others, that there were a lot of poor people roaming the streets. In this case, they were not illegal aliens. They were children. And they all began to provide for them, each in a different way. And St. John Bosco was prompted by the Holy Spirit to open a school for the boys of Turin. And, of course, they would have ended up criminals and in prison or hanging on the gibbet if it had not been for his intervention. And he began what is today the city of Santa Maria Auxiliatrice, Our Lady Help of Christians. In the meantime, so he spared thousands of boys. And he began to teach them not only the basics of the liberal arts, but also trades. And even in this day and age, there are so many trades, you can't find somebody to do this or to do that, because nobody knows. So it was very important to have somebody like St. John Bosco to direct each one according to his talent. In the meantime, with the help of God and the Blessed Mother, and with the help of the vocation that he called forth, Santa Maria Mazzorella, who has nothing to do with pizza, Santa Maria Mazzarella began with St. John the daughters of Santa Maria Auxiliatrice. And of course we know them as the Salesian sisters today. St. John Bosco then was guided by the Blessed Mother in the plans to perfection of a beautiful new church, which is now built. It's been there over 100 years, and it is there that his body and hers, and one of his pupils, St. Dominic Savio, and many others of the Salesians who have been canonized, though they are undergoing a very difficult period in their history right now, but that doesn't mean that they're dead. That means that they will rise from the dead. And so the beautiful Basilica of Our Lady Help of Christians was actually the work of Our Lady, and followed by St. John Bosco. And the architects marveled because he did not go to architectural school, but yet he knew exactly what he was doing. In the meantime, in his dreams, and of course he's famous for his dreams, he was famous because he was able to draw a map to perfection of South America so that his priests and brothers could go to South America and preach the gospel. And it was so good that it surpassed the cartographers of the day, and the French Cartography Society gave him a gold medal because his maps that he made from his dreams were so exact and so good. And so today we have this wonderful saint. He died in the odor of sanctity in 1888. And if you were to ask him which he was, and he answered, what was the most important thing that he did, he would answer to you to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. This is the most important thing you or I will be doing today. Nothing else matters. Everything else belongs in the toilet. This is the most important thing. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.